Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Wednesday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Brenda. Brenda Chinese.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's a good day in the life. I'm feeling so much better. I was suffering with bursitis until yesterday morning at 7:30. I went to the doctor and got a shot, and now I feel better. At least it's getting there now. It's not hurting as bad. Jeez. I just kind of overdid it, folks. Got it carried away cleaning. Kind of did too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway,
I was suffering
also,
with obsession.
I know. Let me say happy birthday to my godson, Louis, and also happy birthday to my cousin, Valerie. Today is her birthday. So happy birthday,
y'all. Happy birthday, Valerie.
Yay. Hope they have a good day. So...
Yeah.
We have calls. I don't have any other announcements. Oh, other than to do the beginning mantra. That which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is. So with that, we're going to begin. Unless, Brenda, did you have any announcements or new?
Not at the end, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there something I'm supposed to say?
No, knucklehead.
Not yet.
Okay, well, we'll begin. So our first call is from area code 561. You're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, how are you? This is Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, fine. How are things doing? Did you find a job?
No, I'm still looking, and my job is just getting worse and worse, and I feel like they're going to fire me, but they're waiting until my three-month review, which is in April, so I am beside myself. My girlfriend said there might be an opening in the store where she works, so I'm going right now to apply, and I want to see if you see anything coming through for me. I mean, do you think they're going to fire me before I find a job? I'm really nervous about that.
Okay, Lisa, let me ask. I see that job seems to have a problem with your attitude. Do you not get along with certain folks there?
Yeah, I've been treated very badly there. The county manager talked down to me, and I stand up for myself. I finally stood up for myself, so, I mean, I can't have somebody tell me I'm doing something wrong when I'm, you know what I mean? She just talked terrible to me.
Well, Lisa, what I'm picking up is that job is just temporary. Do apply. You're right. They eventually, before your 3 months is up, they will let you go. It's just temporary. It's a caustic situation where you're at, or toxic. That's what I want to say. It's a toxic situation where you're at. So neither you nor them will be happy. So you need to move on, but... Until that time comes, do apply what your girlfriend suggested to you. Okay,
that job that your girlfriend, sorry, where's that job? What kind of job is it?
She works as a cosmetic manager in the Nordstrom. And I used to be an esthetician years ago, so she thought maybe she tried again. I was going to go in for that job before I started here, but I will wind up taking this job.
Because what I keep seeing is like a white coat or thing almost, and the first thought I had when you were talking was, like, what do you mean, like an ice cream counter or a dairy or something?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking the spirit. But it was showing me a white coat, and it's just, it was a brighter surrounding, like as in you see more light stuff, it's not dark.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense. Mm-hmm. I bet you something's going to open up there, or either near there, or you're going to at least see people who wear that. So sounds like you might be able to get something in that store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know,
right,
what are
there.
Go ahead. I see 6 months already. A job there in the store is 6 months. And it is at the cosmetic or perfume counter where you'll be working. But I see a good 6 months if you don't have to worry about it.
I'm going to have to wait 6 months?
No, I said you won't have to worry for 6 months at this other job if you go to the retail, because I see 6 months you have no problem, so you have income coming in. And I see it's either cosmetic or perfume counter. But, yes, you will get hired.
Okay, yeah, because she's got some leverage there. And I'm going right now to apply online.
Well, please do apply, because I feel like you need to go right away. I feel like you need to go right away.
What do you mean?
I get this impression that you need to go right away. So you need to make that, apply. Like,
I'm going
Something, it's just telling you your time frame, get on it. And, some people say they're going to get to it and then they never do, but I get that. I know you're going to go apply. I'm just giving you that. There's just something telling me to just make sure you play as soon as you can. So even if that means when you hang up, you go and you do it. Please do.
Yeah.
I mean, when do you think I would start this?
Huh?
Do you have any time? When do you think I would be able to get a job there?
This month.
Think you're going to start actually rather quickly.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to start up. Yeah. I mean, what did you say, Lennis?
No, I said this month. She'll get hired. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's great. I wouldn't have to worry about getting fired.
Don't worry about them.
No.
Okay.
Just claim your job. I mean, that's one of those things that our family has done for years. When there's a job that we want, we just claim it. It's like, that's my job. It's mine. I own it. It's nobody else's job.
Yeah, because my birthday is Friday, and Jupiter turns direct on Thursday. So it's supposed to be like a whole bunch of luck coming my way, and oh, my God, I need it.
Go with the positive, sweetie, and just accept that it's coming. Things are going to fall into place.
Yes. And by the way, happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Let us know, but we're pretty sure you're going to get on at the retail outlet, so let us know how you're doing, okay?
That's a nice change.
Yeah, you're getting the full-fledged Pisces on you. Yeah, that that's why, because there's something out of balance, like Lennis said, and it's really you know the fishes are always picking up sensors, so you're real sensitive to the around you, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Pisces sun with a Cancer rising, and right now Cancer's in Jupiter, so I haven't felt any luck yet, but I know it turns direct on Thursday, and it's supposed to make everything. A lot of people, good luck. So I'm really hoping maybe I can get an interview by Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, just tell yourself that
say
it's
that you
so.
Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am in my new job in 2 weeks, or I am in my new job in 3 weeks. You decide and you make it so, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Lisa. We're wishing the best for you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 917, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this? No comment? Okay. We'll go to the next call.
Hello?
Area code 719, you're on the line with Lennis.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you today?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, much, much better.
Much better. Got your shot.
I have bursitis at the beginning of the week, so I'm a happy camper now.
Well, I'm glad the shot helped. That's always a good thing.
Yes, ma'am. So what can we do for you today, Miss Julia?
Well, I am looking at coming to the end of a very long marriage, and
yes,
and I'm basically, you know.
No, I'm sorry, but it's like the first thing she's calling in about a relationship thing, but
yeah.
but I don't feel sadness for you. I feel a lot of effervescence, like you're happy or you feel unburdened. I'm not sure if you're wanting to go to this sort of darker, you know, like not feeling as happy about it, but maybe you haven't realized it yet. I'm not sure, but this is, it makes me smile.
She's justified and validated in her decisions.
Yeah.
I'll put it like that. She's justified and she's validated in her decisions. So,
oh yeah,
she's doing what's right. She is,
yeah.
And she knows that.
But,
yeah,
and
I was
go ahead.
Gonna see if you get like the best time frame as far as filing, and you know, it's like once you do it, there's other things. It would be like selling a house and then relocating, you know, back to family. And so I was sort of hoping for, you know, your guidance as far as, you know, how you see everything sort of working its way out.
I saw two things when you said that. One, I saw Arizona. And what was the other thing you said?
Would be selling the house. If I move, I would actually be moving to Florida because that's, you know, where I have family. So I would have a place to go to.
That's
fine.
That's a warm state. You know, I saw Arizona, so something warm. Well, I agree with Brenda. Your decision-making right now is great. I see June.
Okay.
I see in June. And in June, when you do this, you're going to leave right after that. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to put the paperwork in for your divorce, but you're going to leave right after that. You're not going to be there for the full 3 months. Other than you just have to come back that it's done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
once you
apply for it, I don't see you staying there after that. You know, I'm not saying like, okay, you apply Friday and you're out of there by Monday. No. But after a few weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, you're like, you know what? I'm headed to Florida. You know, I don't need to be here anymore. It doesn't serve a purpose for me.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if, you know, I had to stay in the state. I haven't, you know, talked to an attorney yet or anything, so I don't know, like, how it works in my state, so.
What state are you in?
I live in Colorado.
Oh, no, I don't know about Denver. Yeah, I'm in Colorado. Other than
yeah, I don't know what their state is, but I will say this.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting about you, is sooner than later, and the reason is because you are trying to extricate yourself from this whole energy thing, and because it just unburdens you, it's almost like your life just instantaneously changes how you feel about people, how people react to you. You have a joy that's just on the precipice of your life. That's what I'm feeling. So, and I don't know why there's an immediacy with you and the previous caller, but I mean, I'm not saying that everything's going to go through right away, but, you know, get your ducks in a row and, you know, move on what you need to move on. Don't let all the little details and stuff keep you from being happy. And I am going to say this, there's somebody coming into your life, and it is a very joyous person, and it's a joyous union, like as in friendship could move to something more, but I almost feel like I won the lottery. I'm not saying that's what you're, it's just the where your life is moving for you is such a good place. That it makes me just want to break out in big, giant laughter.
Oh, cool. Well,
that's
been like my prayer is to be happy and joyful. So when you said joy, it's like, yes, I've been praying for that like all the time. So
you're headed there. You're just like, it's it's right there. I know you can taste it. So even if somebody gives you news about this whole marriage or whatever, like, oh, you might have to lose such and such points on the house or whatever, don't buy into that being important. What's important is how you feel. And okay. Go with that gut feeling you have, even if it seems contrary to what everyone else thinks you ought to do.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as far as, like, the house selling and all that stuff, because that would be part of it, do you see that going smoothly?
I think you're going to end up being surprised on that house. It's going to be one of those, how did everything just fall into place?
Yeah.
It's just, it must be meant to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to be thinking.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be different than what everyone else is going to think is going to happen, because everybody's looking for the security and safety. And, yes, this is a time that's difficult, but things are lining up for you, seriously.
In other words, the universe is saying to you that you made the right decision.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always so much better when, you know, you're supported that way, because otherwise it just feels like everything's a struggle and you're, you know, trying to swim upstream, as they say. So I'm glad
and most of the time that we feel we're swimming upstream is when we're not honoring our own feelings and our own intuition. And so you already know. It literally, your energy is just spilling out, and it's really strong. Don't, wouldn't you say, Linus?
Mm-hmm.
It's really strong.
So just to recap, the house is going to sell fine. Florida is a good decision to move there and to file around June.
Yes,
so
I see June.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I see June, but you're gone. After you file, you're out of there.
Okay.
That's the last thing you needed to do. So once you do that, you're gone.
Okay.
You're like, you know, you're on a new path. A new way of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally one of those things where people are like, and this happened just out of the blue. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, man, yeah.
Yeah,
you got a little snap, 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 it's happening.
Yeah.
This is a really big gift, but, you know, it's part of what you've done for yourself.
Amen.
Good.
And so okay. It is. If ye shall be blessed. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lindy.
Yes.
That's very encouraging, because it's such a huge decision to make, you know, after so many long, long years.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, you're just totally lifting out of that. Yeah, you're
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you. Oh, I almost want to cry. I'm not even kidding. Tears are, like, getting close to my ears. And I know it's weird, because it's just, like, that real happy thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I hope
just
you call back and let us know what's going on.
Yes, please do.
I wanted to tell you that I've been in your chat room before. I'm Jules
33. Oh,
I don't know if you remember.
Jules.
Hi.
Yes.
Wanted to make that connection.
Okay. Yeah.
We were chatting in the chat room, so.
Yeah. So. You're very spiritual, too. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So.
Well,
Linus is there with the chat. I get befuddled.
Jules, I want to tell you that please check in on Saturday with Lydia's show, Time to Love. I don't know what it's about, but because you're already on that platform going up, I think it would be good for you to listen to her show. I think it will even help you even more.
Okay.
She has some really good shows. She had one on, what was it last week, What's Love Got to Do with It, and before that was Are You Worthy? She's had some outstanding shows, so, you know, you might want to check in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
that lady, she's connected to the pulse. I mean, that night I turned on the TV and What's Love Got to Do with It was on. Cracked me up.
Oh, nice. I love that when that happens. It's just like
the
universe
saying,
like,
What's Love Got to Do with It? She said everything. And she's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, be
right.
Happy.
Well, thank you.
Happy,
I'm definitely moving in that direction. I'm long overdue for it, so I'm ready.
You know, and I'm going to tell you this one last thing.
So.
you know, the people that want to, you know, like, you know, kind of rub against you or jar against you and all that, just be happy because you know the good things that are coming your way. You don't have to tell them, but it's like even when they come at you wrong, just be happy. It's going to infuriate them, but what can they do about it? They can't steal your joy. Nobody can steal your joy this time.
Yeah, good.
And you're going to protect it. You're going to be fine.
There's angels around
you,
most definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you
for calling.
Thank you for calling.
And check with us. You know, we're on every Wednesday, so check with us and let us know how you're doing, okay?
All right.
We'll be praying
great.
For you as well.
Well, thank you. Right. I appreciate that. All prayers are always good, so thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care and God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this? Hello? 111? Okay, nobody wants to talk. So, well, Brenda, what I said earlier, what do you think? I should go ahead and start doing, nobody wants to talk, they want to listen, about the horoscopes for March.
Horoscope. Yeah, what's up? It's still early yet. It's the 5th. What's coming up?
Okay, for Aries. If a problem arises in one form or another on the 1st or 2nd, it's important that you stay totally cool as a cucumber that's been sliced and diced and used to create the face of a late winter snowman, eyes, nose, mouth, ears, and mustache. That's right. Stay so cool you're almost slightly chill. Brr. Then hit the gym to get your blood pumping afterwards. By the 3rd and 4th, that little problem will be a thing of the past, and pretty much everything is going extremely great. Did the sun come out and melt that snow away? It looks like it. And there is a crocus. Ah, the first signs of spring. By the super emotional 10th and 11th, you could find yourself laughing, then weeping, then jumping for joy, then feeling a little melancholy. That's awesome emotionality. Embrace it. You and a friend, or maybe a very special friend, will turn a boring old everyday activity into something really, really fun, by all accounts, on the 15th and 16th. Listen to those deep waters of your soul as they begin to thaw and shift with the changing seasons on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. Make a few plans on the 26th and 27th. By the 30th and 31st, you can stop laughing. You can't stop laughing. Enjoy.
Oh, okay.
Let me, okay. The next one is Taurus. Let's see. Taurus, let's go for career and finance. When it comes to career choices, the 1st and 2nd are good days to partner up. Why open a specialty stationery store on your own when you could open a specialty stationery and artisanal pretzel shop with a pretzel baking partner? You could be surprised by just how many people get a yearn for pretzels while buying stationery and vice versa. The good news and strange yet strong synergies just keep on rolling in on the fabulous 5th and 6th. A super strong alliance, say with an investor, all but ensures your success on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, Taurus. But don't forget about a new business is going to require a whole lot of work, so keep up the steady pace, the 17th and the 18th. Even if you kind of feel like closing shop early to go fly a kite, don't do it. You could miss valuable customers. Make sure you're not neglecting your workout on the 24th and 25th. Regular exercise, Taurus, will be a much-needed tonic to keep you good and grounded. Don't forget that PR is super important for getting the message about your new shop out there. Work on it on the 28th and 29th. Take your time on the 31st. Okay, I'm checking back to see if we have any new callers. And no. Okay, this is for Gemini. I'm going to keep going with career and finance because I think that's what people are kind of more concerned with this month. So, Gemini, for career and finance, communication is going to be the first and last thing that should be on your mind on the 1st and 2nd, and you absolutely should be focused on communication all day long in between two. Why? Well, why not? After all, if you don't tell people at work what you think of what you're working on together, how can any teamwork whatsoever get done? It can't, is the answer. No, not really. After all, expression is one of the highest of the interpersonal arts. You see some super successes on the 7th and the 8th Gemini and 9th, and a lot of it is due to your absolutely fabulous communication skills. How worth is what all the communication work? How worth it was all the communication work? You definitely want to pay attention to whatever it is a colleague is trying to tell you on the 15th and 16th. They could have a really crucial insight. Calculate everything you possibly can, your restaurant receipts, potential earnings with or without the salary for a new secretary, number of miles driven in an average week. On the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st, calculate everything. The 26th is a good day for deep thoughts. Get intellectual on the problem on the 31st. All right. Cancer. Checking. Okay, Cancer, your career in finance. You're amazingly insightful. Intuition is telling you everything you need to know. If you just listen to it on the 1st and 2nd, yep. If your gut says go right, go right. If your gut says sign that contract, sign the contract. If your gut says don't hire that person, don't hire that person, and so on. After all, that instinct of yours is almost always pretty right on, Cancer. So why wouldn't you listen to it? Take a short walk on the wild side on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. If you like it, you can make your walk a little longer. You are doing some really good communication, great communication, matter of fact, on the 15th and 16th, and your career is only going to benefit from that. What could be better? Take some time out from all the work on the 22nd and 23rd in order to self-nurture. You absolutely need to think of you right now, particularly if you want to keep your energy levels up, and you do. After all, being burnt out is not a good way to get a lot done. Help others with your incredible intuition once again on the 26th. And the 27th, you just seem to know what they need. Don't overreact to a work situation emotionally on the 30th or the 31st if you can help it. Okay, and checking back. No, we're good. Okay, and the next sign up is Leo. So Leo, on your career and finance. Sure, work is super important to you. But on the 1st and 2nd, why not give yourself a chance to think about something else for a change? After all, when was the last time you went to a movie in the afternoon, Leo, or skipped a meeting and took a walk in the park? Seriously, You need some new input in order to really be able to rest and recharge. You know what they say, all work and no play makes every office worker dull. Get super career-oriented on the 5th and the 6th. Now's the time to decide what you want and then go for it. You feel pretty positive about all things work-related on the 12th, 13th, and the 14th, Leo. You exude this, and positive things will happen for you. Now, be gentle with coworkers who made a really stupid mistake on the 19th and 20th and 21st. After all, who hasn't been there, huh? The best way to boost your productivity is to start a new, super intense, really awesome, iron-pumping workout routine on the 24th or the 25th. Pump that iron, Leo. Fun is the name of the game on the 30th and 31st, so make sure you're having some. Okay, and the next one is Virgo. Career and finance, Virgo, you are super, super, super productive as a rule. But on the 1st and 2nd, you just aren't. Don't worry. After all, being productive can be overrated. What you need sometime is to spin your wheels and let ideas just kind of come to you, or not, as the case may be. Maybe your brain just needs a rest. So stop worrying about whether everything will get done. It will. And just chillax, as the kids say. Decide to make things awesome on the 7th, the 8th, or the 9th. Your workplace innovations are truly amazing on the 15th and 16th. Of course, the water cooler should move from cubicle to cubicle each day so that people get to know each other. You're fun. There's a spring in your step. Something that seems negative might be awfully positive on the 22nd and 23rd, Virgo. Is someone criticizing you on the 26th and 27th? Take their critique or don't. It's totally up to you. There's no rule that you need to take criticism, you know. Don't let coworkers take advantage of your sweet and giving nature on the 30th and 31st, Leo. Okay, and let's see what's happening with Miss Libra. Well, Libra for career and finance, heck, nobody in the history of the world ever knew exactly where their career was headed at every moment along the way. So if you're feeling kind of unsure on the first and second, take comfort in the knowledge that you're not alone. Then get to work on learning how to be more at ease with not knowing. It makes everyone nervous not to know, but no one ever really knows, so learning to take this energy and transform it from anxiety to excitement is a really crucial activity, one that many people never even try to do. Get inspired by going to a museum on the 5th and 6th. Looking at great art makes you smarter. Focus your extra energies on getting and remaining healthy on the 12th and 13th and 14th. Stretch, jog, swim. You need to be in shape to work well. Great news really peps you up on the 17th and 18th. Work has never been quite so fun. Need space on the 24th and 25th? Well, tell your boss you need to requisition the conference room. A work relationship needs to work on the 30th and 31st. So work on it, Libra. Okay. Now for Scorpio. Scorpio, let's see what's happening with you in career and finance. Romance is like way more on your mind than work is on the first and second. How awesome is that? Well, it's awesome, but your boss might not appreciate the awesomeness, particularly if you are missing all your deadlines and walking around the office with that moody look in your eyes. So be romantic and let romance be on your mind. But don't totally neglect your basic duties at work in the name of love. Nobody, not even your romantic partner, loves that. Something standing in your way on the 5th and 6th is standing there for a reason, namely to show you, Scorpio, just how much you want or don't want something. You're looking for a purpose on the 10th and the 11th. You're heading in the right direction. Excuse me. Trust a trustworthy coworker on the 15th. Excuse me for a second.
Better than trustworthy one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had to cough. Okay, you're heading in the right direction. Trust a trustworthy coworker on the 15th. How do you know if you can trust them? Trust them. Then you'll find out. Romance feeds your work-related creativity on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. Trust that intuition of yours on the 24th and the 25th. Work out big time if you want to work really well on the 30th and the 31st. All right. Sagittarius, the sign of the horse. Career and finance. Well, Sag, are you feeling totally wiped out and burned out and like you need a vacation on the 1st or the 2nd? Can you take a vacation? If you can, do. If even if it's just for one day, getting a chance to relax, unwind, and recharge your batteries is going to be amazing for you. If you can't, then go to bed early, like really, 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 really early. By the third and fourth, you have so much more energy, and you'll realize that you can totally tackle this thing that you thought you couldn't handle, like totally. Excuse me. You were just a little sleepy. Excuse me. Be as understanding as possible. If your colleagues are the ones suffering from a little springtime exhaustion on the 10th and 11th, go out to dinner on the 17th and 18th. Some networking over tuna melts could do wonders for your career. You feel great on the 22nd and 23rd. It is any wonder romance wanders into your life, Sagittarius, on the 28th. With what all your great work-related successes? No. Get some exercise outside on the 30th and 31st. It will help you focus once you're back indoors. Okay, next one is Capricorn. Capricorn, career and finance. Your energy is amazing on the first and second. Your creativity, is off the charts. Your productivity at work is going to be setting all kinds of records. Wow, how amazing is all of this? Amazing. But then you're so busy making the magic happen that you might not even notice. Do your best to take a moment to come up for air. You need to be aware of your own awesomeness to best activate it. Yay, experiment with being aware of things you're doing. Energy you're generating and your energy you're generating and projects you're secretly dreaming about on the 5th and the 6th. They didn't mean that comment as a criticism, so why are you taking it that way on the 10th or the 11th? Get to the gym and cool off. The early bird gets the worm on the 15th and 16th, and in this case, you want to get that worm. So get up early, do some perspective shifting on the 19th and 20th and 21st. It can really, really help you reevaluate your situation. Happiness, fulfillment, luck, love, and more are yours for the taking at work on the 24th and 25th. Wait until you've gotten rest on the 30th or the 31st. Okay. Aquarius. Career and finance. Do you really need to be doing the things you're doing, or could you maybe skip a few steps? Or are you in fact not at all sure that you want to be a corporate lawyer and therefore not sure you should be putting in so many hours preparing to be a corporate lawyer? Well, the first and second are truly great days for career evaluation. Be super honest with yourself, even if it's slightly uncomfortable. And not all the answers to your questions are the ones you would wish to have in an ideal world. An ideal world would be so boring. A love interest distracts you from your computer screen and all the work that's waiting for you on it on the 7th and 8th or 9th. That's totally awesome. Re-examine a few of your assumptions, Aquarius, about your career of choice on the 15th and 16th. Get in touch with your emotions on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Yes, this is a crucial step toward finding the right career path, Aquarius. Great news lights up your work life on the 26th and the 27th. That sure does feel good. Write down what you want on the 31st. And now, last but not least, Pisces, career and finance for March. Horoscopes. Have you been yearning for a big shift in your work? Well, it looks like you're finally going to get it on the first and second, Pisces. Your creativity kicks into super high gear. Your feelings of insecurity diminish like crazy. Your idea that you can't accomplish something melts away. Most important, you're really and truly loving what you're doing right now in the moment. This is about the biggest accomplishment there is. Call them up. Tell them what you think and feel and want and hope for on the 5th and 6th. Adapt if you can on the 12th 13th and 14th. If you can't, then don't, but be upfront about it. Don't let negativity cramp your style on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. If someone is telling you that you can't do something, you need to tell them that you can, and then you need to walk away from that person and not let them bother you anymore. Let your fantasy guide you on the 26th. Two wonderful days bring big changes again on the 28th and the 29th. A problem is solved on the 31st. For real, quote unquote, so solve it. And thus is the horoscope readings for March, career and finance. And I hope that you enjoyed them.
Yeah, we get that second moon, get the power of that second new moon on the 30th. And we just experienced the first new moon on the 1st. There's a lot of power in this month, yeah.
So there's two new moons this month, Brenda?
There's two new moons. So we lost, you know, last month was so creepy.
Excuse me, everybody, but it was.
It was like no new moons, and that won't happen again until 2018. But on the 1st of this month and on the 30th of this month, we have new moons. And those are the times for you to look forward to where you're headed, you know, decide what things that you're looking to manifest. And now's the time to write those out. Whoever you are, manifest this or that. And but the way I look at it is there's all this extra power. The new moon, in case y'all didn't know, it has a lot to do with feminine power. That was the time that women back in the olden days would actually retreat from the men in their lives who were sort of mystified and fearful of the power that women had during the dark of the moon. And that's usually when women had their period, you know, their time of the month, however you want to, their red moon, however you want to look at it. So there's, you know, there's a lot of power in that because of the way women have always done things. It's a time for you to connect with your girlfriends, other women in your life. It's not to be exclusive of men. It's just, it's sort of the downtime for women to rejuvenate and support each other. But whoever you are, male or female, is definitely the time on those new moons to put your energy towards where you're headed, what it is you are choosing to manifest. New house,
definitely.
New car, new romance, new toenails, whatever. It just
or cutting your hair. It's good to cut your hair during the new moon, right?
That's right. It's a good time to cut your hair, and this is an old Southern thing too, is to cut your hair on the new moon, during the beginning of the new moon, because then the moon is going to be waxing, growing, and then your hair should move with the energy that's in the world and all the tides and everything. It's very powerful. I know that some people think it's sort of creepy or something dark, and it's not. It simply is the energy that is part of the earth with gravitational pulls, etc. So we're all affected, even if people think they're not.
And Brenda,
so you might
also,
as well just...
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was
so you might as well
say,
just embrace it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say on the 1st, the moon was in Aquarius, and then your next full moon on the 16th, the moon will be in Leo, and then on the 30th, the moon will be in Pisces. But the next new moon, just if anybody wanted to write that down to know. And also, Brenda,
that's the worm. That's the chaste full moon on the 16th. Yeah.
Right. It will be in the sign of Leo, and then the next new moon will be in the sign of Pisces.
Well, so the 16th, yeah, okay, the 16th is the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
The 30th is the new moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, honey.
Those full moons, ladies and gentlemen, are the ones that illuminate things that seem to be hidden. So there's a lot of stuff that you're going to find out, you know, good or bad or whatever, but this is it's when things are illuminated, just like the full moon. You can see better at night. So, go ahead.
And also for people, whether you're Catholic or not, I don't know, some people do it even though they're not Catholic. It's a time of Lent, but it started in February. Didn't it, Brenda, the end of February, and now we're in Lent?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just...
Well, the first Sunday
yesterday
of Lent
was Mardi Gras, Tuesday, Fat
yep.
Tuesday.
Yep. For
so
Tuesday.
Today is the Lent. I believe it starts today. I believe it's today. Yeah. And
yeah,
so now
is Ash
you get
Wednesday.
The...
Today's Ash
yeah, isn't
Wednesday.
Today Ash Wednesday?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lent begins
yeah,
on
so,
Ash Wednesday?
Yeah.
And
it's Easter
been...
season, yeah. So Lent starts,
okay.
And then we got your 40 days, 40 nights.
Okay.
If you are, you know, looking to connect to the Judeo-Christian traditions, this would be the time for you to figure out what you're going to... sacrifice
yeah.
for 40 days and 40 nights.
And, you know, people always, they feel like, oh, I'm going to give up cigarettes, I'm going to give up drinking, or I'm going to give up, what's another one, don't eat sugar for 40 days or leave salt alone. You know, well, why don't we do it a little bit different instead of that? Change your attitude for 40 days. Show
sure.
somebody kindness or compassion for 40 days.
Well, that's a sacrifice, too. I mean, you know,
but,
if you're all big and bad and, you know, a mean motor scooter, then it is a bit of a sacrifice to be pleasantly sweet and angelic for 40 days.
Well,
don't think I got it in me.
Well, I think that would be more of a challenge because it will help you internally and externally, spiritually, physically, and mentally, to do it a little bit differently. You know, maybe every day when you leave for work, have a smile on your face. And when you greet somebody, just say, well, good morning or hello, and do that for 40 days. Well, you know, have a smile when you meet somebody or greet them. Or maybe for 40 days if you're at the grocery store and you see an elderly person or somebody in one of those wheelchair automatic things, you know, maybe stop and say, can I help you get something off the shelf? You know, something different. Show another side than... the typical that people do during Lent.
You mean like resolution lies?
Well, I don't do those either. At the resolutions in beginning of the year, I don't do those. I just profess to be a better person each day than I was the day before.
Listen, if it seems like 40 days and 40 nights is a really big, you know, piece of bark to gnaw on, you take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. For the next 24 hours, I'm going to do this. And then
yeah,
once you know, rack that up, take the next 24 hours. You might find that you actually can get through your 40 days of sacrifice or... however it is you want to put it. I know that when I was my first year at college, I chose not to speak because everyone always wanted me around, party this, da 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 da, and I just decided I'm just gonna stop talking. And it was just hilarious. Everybody was putting nasty notes on my door and saying that I was being cruel and mean to the rest of the world. And my thought was, you know, this is something that offends that not everybody can do. You know, I'd like to connect to that and see. And finally, it just got to be so ridiculous. It was almost like people became hateful because they didn't think I was talking to them. I don't know. Do whatever it is that you choose to do, or don't do it. It's Lent isn't for everybody, and everybody doesn't subscribe to it.
Oh, true that. Yes, true that.
But even if you don't believe in the Judeo-Christian traditions, why not take 40 days and see what it can do for kicking a habit or instilling a new habit? Why not? You know.
There you go. That's what I was going to say, even to instill a new habit, maybe something that you haven't done before.
Yeah, and then you get to have you get to win that chocolate bunny on Easter Day. Or you can send it to me.
Okay, then.
Well, sorry, there are some times that I really want chocolate. It's usually Halloween and Easter, much more than Valentine's Day or Christmas. So.
Okay,
folks, hey, we have some new show. We have some shows to talk about.
Yes, we do. Go ahead, Brenda. Your show comes on tomorrow, so and a new show coming up. So go ahead. We don't have maybe a few minutes left. Please.
Oh, well, I guess you do you have the list in front of you, or do I? She's going to make me go from memory or something?
No.
Like my brains aren't
Sunday.
Already scrambled in dissertation. Okay,
on Sunday.
Tomorrow we have Filmcology, everybody. And that's, we're going to start the Alien series.
Yay!
Yes.
I love Alien.
Sigourney. Yes, Lieutenant Ripley. The last woman standing. You know, one of those. She's one of the first actual horror story females that didn't trip and, you know, wait for the monster to get her and then ask some dopey guy to make love to her right at the last second when everything's going to implode. She was a thinking woman the way women do. How is it that women could be so stupid in monster movies, and yet those are the ones that take care of the whole household, the children, the husband, all the things that the guy's like, I don't know who pays the bills, whatever. Why isn't there food on the table? You know, women, they go, where's my tie? Where's my socks? Who knows? The mommy, the woman in the household, that is not the kind of person that's going to play stupid in the midst of a monster crisis. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it, but I still love my monster movies. So tomorrow we start the Alien series. I plan on basing, well, my dissertation is, I'm still trying to figure out how that works, but is on the Alien series. So tomorrow we're going to review that. Go check it out. You can find Alien stuff everywhere on the Internet somewhere. I find it hard to believe you couldn't possibly watch it on Internet for free. And then join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It's going to be more of a gender issue psychologically and not just women. This is not going to be a feminist male-bashing thing. It's just we're going to talk about a lot of the psychological issues that are going on in this sci-fi movie that should be taking place in the, you know, distant future. And, you know, we're supposed to be more involved, but are we or aren't we? We'll take a look at that tomorrow.
And then Friday's Traffic Jam from 3 to 3:30, where I play music for 30 minutes and get you a bumping smile on your face and love in your heart when you come home. And Brenda, Saturday
is Lydia's Time to Love. And Lydia's show this Saturday is, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I know I've got it. It is, we were just talking about it. Oh, there it is. It's going to be Time to Love with Lydia Pello, Compost for the Soul. That one's going to be really interesting for her to talk about. And, well, it's always interesting. Just pop in there. I missed last show. I mean, I wasn't live, but I did listen to the archive, and it was a brilliant show. So you can always listen to the archives, folks. Click onto the link and listen anytime you want, day or night. Then the next show after that is going to be for Linus, aren't we going to be doing poetry on?
Yes, Sunday is the poetry show. We haven't done that in quite a while. So if you've got poetry, everybody that's listening out there, there is no age limit. It can be a child to 100 years old. I want you to call in and read your poem. Those are really good shows. So call in. Let us hear your poetry. Let us know what you have to say and feel. So that's Sunday at 3 o'clock. I'm sorry. Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and let me back up. Lydia's show is at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time or 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Okay. And then Monday we've got a brand new show. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah, and it's going to be on at night. It's going to be our first nighttime show. It starts at 8 p.m., and it's called LNB, Passage to Empowerment, Life's Turning. Well, the name of the show is LNB's Passage to Empowerment. And the show theme for Monday will be Life's Turning Points with the hosts Lydia, Nina, and myself. Again, get sick of me because I'm not going nowhere. And so that show is going to be 8 o'clock on Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and that would make it 11 p.m. on the East Coast. So this show is going to actually be based on navigating some of the things that happen in life and also helping to prepare your mind and your thoughts for empowering you through your life. This show, we are also going to try something that it's harder to do during the day, but it's possible. We're going to do a meditation, a short meditation at the end of the show. So, you know, get
That's
into
good.
Your jammy jams. I'm going to ask if you're in your jammy jams when we start the show, and then we'll have some nice soothing music. I will lead you with my crackly voice on a nice meditation. And then just you can drip off to sleep and let all the good things we're telling you sink into your brain and into your spirit. So you can wake up the next day and be rejuvenated and go along with your path.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. That is our maiden voyage. Hope you'll join us. It's not going to be a raucous show. We may have some laughter, but we're going to try to smooth things down. I'm going to put on the dimmer switch. It's not going
to
be the smooth.
It.
It's not going to be the smooth thing that we got with Linus on the Friday traffic jam, but yeah, much more esoteric.
Yes. I just love it. Such
I
good
do
show.
Too. I love your network, Linus. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and let me say this. If anyone would desire an in-depth psychic reading from me, it's theessenceofsuccess.com is my website, and just click on intuitive reading. You'll also see prayers over there. I have developed some prayers that guarantee to work if you follow the instructions. But they are wonderful prayers to help in all situations. And what else? Oh, and you can listen to the radio shows. All seven shows, you can listen on theessenceofsuccess.com. You don't have to come into Blog Talk Radio unless it's the day of the show and you request, you know, to be on the air. But if you want to go back and listen to any of the archives or a current show, go to theessenceofsuccess.com.
Yeah.
So that's about
and
it.
Real
and
fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. So every Wednesday at 3 o'clock is Linus and Brenda giving you the best that we can on psychic reading. So I hope that everyone enjoyed today and we were able to help people and empower them. And, of course, we always pray for people that we have clients that call in just to prayer works for everything. So. Yep,
absolutely.
And thank you, everyone. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you, Lydia and Julie and, oh, God, I can't, Lisa and the different
people,
Sabina. different folks have called in.
Was
so
Sabine
thank
on today?
You.
Okay.
Just didn't speak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the other Lisa, we know you're out there. We're
yes,
thinking about you, girl.
Lisa, our sister. Lisa.
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we're going to close out. Be sure and share the love. Or
that's right.
Says, don't let your love go wrong.
That's right. That's what Grandma says. Don't let your love go wrong, and I'm trying not to go there.
Yep.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody.